Some local supermarket shelves have been totally stripped as panic sets in during the COVID outbreak. But it's not all doom and gloom. A lot of local producers and suppliers are working around the clock to ensure there's food and supplies for everyone. Group business manager of family-owned ProStock Livestock and Meat at the Mount Butcher, Scott Endersby, joins me on the line now to discuss. Hi, Scott.
How are you going? How are you?
Oh, really well, thank you. I hear you've been absolutely flat chat.
Yep, we've been. It's been pretty busy. We've found that demand's gone through the roof, and we definitely have seen an increase in purchasing over the last sort of 10 days.
So, what is the situation? Are we experiencing a meat shortage, or what's going on?
No, it's not a meat shortage, and it's not a food shortage or a food issue. It's a supply chain issue. So, yes, it is a shortage of meat in the way of getting through the supply chain, but in terms of meat or animals ready to process, that there's no shortage of actual product that can be processed. It's just a shortage in terms of staff in the processing and the supply chain, which all that's doing is meaning that orders are being drip fed through, and so then from our wholesaler when they move product through to us, it's coming through slower than normal, and really it's just a supply chain.
I see. And I'm sure it isn't helped by people panic purchasing as well.
No, that's right. It doesn't help that in regards, we're sort of asking everyone to buy their weekly supplies as they normally would. And if they do that, we'll be able to keep up with demand. It's when we see people, in which we have seen the increase of purchasing on our average purchase price increasing by 35%, that is where we start to fall into issues because we can't budget for that increase all the time. We think we're ahead of the curve and then we're not because we see demand increase through purchasing increasing.
Right. So do you still have quite a lot of stock? What's the situation at the butcher at the moment?
Yeah, so we do have stock. Stock is one of those things that it's a day-to-day situation. Some days we do run out of stock, but then we are replenishing it overnight. But in terms of what we've got ordered and what we have having processed in terms of our own animals in through the supply chain, we have product at different stages in the supply chain which will filter through to us, and we've got plenty of stock on its way.
Scott Endersby's with us from Meat at the Mount Butcher as well as ProStock Livestock. And I imagine, you don't want people to freak out and stockpile, but there's always options like, ordering online and that sort of thing, which might put people's minds at ease when it comes to having to isolate and that sort of thing.
That's right. We can do a contactless delivery, and buying online, what that does too is we can budget for what needs to be purchased because you're buying ahead of time. So then our stock supply can be purchased based on what's been ordered online. We can guarantee supply in that regard. Mm. If you are isolating, we can do a complete contactless delivery, and we can drop it at the doors and our drivers will notify you and you can take it up once they leave.
Is this something that you've always done, or has it been COVID related?
It was something we've always wanted to do, and we had plans to, and we were doing it on a very small scale. But then in March 2020, as all business did, we weren't sure what was going to happen in the industry, whether we were going to be classed as an essential business or whether they were going to limit it right down to supermarkets. So we pivoted as quickly as we could and went pretty heavily in designing our website and improving our website for online deliveries. And we haven't looked back, and now we're supplying all of metropolitan Adelaide or half of South Australia basically, and we're also doing metropolitan Melbourne all from Adelaide now, home delivery.
Great. Yeah, I've been getting into butchers lately. I used to always just go to the supermarket, but it makes a big difference, I think. And what would you say your point of difference is at Meat at the Mount Butcher?
The beef and lamb is all of our own, so it's all going on our own farms or through our own supply chain. So in that regard, it is 100% of our own. Our chicken's all South Australian chicken, and our pork is South Australian female pork as well. But our point of difference is that we are paddock to plate, literally, and we control the whole supply chain. And that's what's helping us. The same with a lot of the local butchers around too. It's not just about Meat at the Mount, it's about the local butcher. You'll find that they'll be able to keep up supply because, they have their contacts, they have their relationships that they always use, and they'll make sure their stocks are keep coming through, and they will look after you. A local butcher will always try and look after you.
How can we get in touch with you or place an order?
Yep. If you just jump on meatatthemount.com.au, and you can order online there, and if you need to call the store, you can call the store on 08 85568366.
Oh, great. Well, all the best. Better let you get back to it. Thanks so much for your time, Scott Endersby.
No worries. Thank you.